Good.com.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. We'll let you know whether or not anybody nailed the score. Iran in the news big time. Ahmadinejad, fresh off of his fabulous UN appearance. What's the latest with that country and, of course, nukes? You can imagine the temperature is rising around me. In fact, if you go to AmericaTonight.net, we're keeping a running blog of a couple of things, updating everything, and you can get my take on Iran, which, of course, I will give you on the air as well. Also, coming up around the bend, we're hoping to have a conversation with Tom Fried. And it's interesting. This is something that has become an issue for so many of us. And I guess because we're always talking about taxes and then income taxes. You know, how often have I heard from people in the last couple of days where they've mentioned, oh, I'm going to make this amount, but I have this write-off and I hope this counts. And, you know, all the whole rigmarole that goes along with the income tax filing thing. So, yes, we are miles away from having to do that again, but should we have to do it? A lot of people say, you know, is the government collecting income taxes unconstitutionally? So we'll get Tom's take on all of that, like I said, coming up around the bend. But the big news has to be Iran, certainly, and whether or not the sanctions will have actual teeth in them. In other words, we've been hearing about sanctions for 2 years, have we not? Have I not talked about that on ATN over and over and over again? We go back to Bush and we go back to Condoleezza Rice, and all these threats are levied. They're vocalized, but yet nothing has happened. So now Iran is saying, well, you know, we've done the nuclear thing, and guess what? There are places we can reach, and we're going to tell you all about it. Iran says, in fact, advanced missiles can target any threat. So this time, will there be any real teeth in the proposed sanctions? And that is ultimately the key to this thing. All right. Also, again, trying to fill you in on the nooks and crannies of what happened in the day. Rasmussen poll. We've been quoting this poll a lot. Support for the health care plan is falling to a new low. You want to know what it is? 41% favor it. 56% oppose it. So you can tell that those numbers are rapidly changing. And, of course, there's been a lot of conversation for the past 2.5 months now about health care. But it's getting hotter and hotter once again, because here we are almost dipping into October. Is there going to be any kind of health care reform? When would it be enacted? And will it include any form of a public option? These are just a few of the highlights of health care reform, or lowlights, as I would call them. You know how I feel about it. Do we need reform in health care? Absolutely. Should we have affordable health care? Absolutely. I'm just going to beat you over the head with this. Do we need tort reform? Sure. Talk to any good doctor and let them tell you, especially OBGYNs who are getting nailed with malpractice. So you have a lot of good doctors being chased out of the business. You want to see a lot of good doctors, more good doctors being chased out of the business. There's not even enough family doctors. You wait and see if they really destroy healthcare in this country. Erase the state lines. Make it competitive. Of course, do the insurers want this? Probably not. If I'm sitting on a hill of gold, do I really want those state lines erased? Do I really want competition? Maybe not. But this would be one way to take care of what ails us. So not surprising to me what this poll shows. 56 opposed to the plan. Of course, seniors are less supportive of the plan than younger voters. And the latest survey, just 33% of seniors favor the plan, while 59% are opposed. Yeah. So you can see that the gap among the seniors is significant. Only 16% of the over 65 crowd strongly actually favor the legislation. 46 strongly oppose. Again, you have to remember in these polls, if you want to break it down to party lines or whatever, 68% of Democrats say the plan is at least somewhat likely to become law. 61% of Republicans disagree. Among those not affiliated with either party, 34% say passage is at least somewhat likely, while 58% say it's not. So what's the bottom line? Record low support for the plan. Record low support. And we've seen this. It's sort of continued to go this way. If you look at what happened in July, and then you followed along in August, and I know we were giving you updates then. And the deal is the Rasmussen poll or report, they track it daily or week by week. So I think you get pretty, to me, you get pretty good numbers on this. And, you know, you look at uninsured voters even. And last week we were telling you that 58% of uninsured voters wanted the passage of the health care plan, rather, but 35% of the uninsured were opposed, okay? So the divide, of course, there was pretty much along the ideological grounds or partisan grounds, if, you know, you will. If the plan passes, 24% of voters say the quality of health care gets better, 55 say it gets worse. In August, the numbers were 23% better, 50% worse. So, you know, a lot of this has to go to what we're seeing in the town halls, I think. And is this a reflection of public opinion? There is this big charge that this was the creation of what was the problem with health care reform, but it wasn't. When we go back to the what I initially said on this show, and I didn't mean to jump on the soapbox right out of the gate, but I have to do it. Again, what is the problem? It was trying to shove legislation down our throat with not even an inkling that it was coming. So when you blindside somebody that way, and when you blindside the American people that way, you're going to get reaction. Favorable, not favorable, and people that are just shocked and want to know more about it, start hearing bits and pieces and completely don't understand what's happening. Last week we told you a lot about some homegrown terrorists and some threats that were broken up, of course, in Dallas and Springfield, Illinois was another. Now we have this gym bag scare that shut down six blocks, pretty much a chunk of an area in San Francisco. And the scare was, well, is this a bomb? Where is this gym bag from? There were reports that, you know, it's just one of those cautionary things, that the Transbay Terminal had to be closed down and some of those downtown blocks because they were worried about the package they found on this municipal bus. But, see, this just shows you. This happened, I guess, at about 10:45. The driver swept the area and found the gym bag. Well, you know, we know how the movies show this. How many times have you seen the scenario unfold in one of our Hollywood movies? So the driver calls the supervisor. They're concerned. Next thing you know, you have all these blocks being shut down. You've got the yellow police tape line, and police officers are scurrying around. And you've got, you know, Market Street and Beale Street and Howard and Second Street. For anyone who's ever been to San Francisco, a big, 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 heavily trafficked area. Turns out once they actually investigated the two-foot-long black gym bag, it just had clothes in it. Somebody left their personal clothing. They must have forgotten their bag. Guess you can never be too careful these days. Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
There aren't many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives, invested conservatively, were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk to today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
About this before, and when I started the show, I mentioned this, that I had a lot of friends that were starting to talk about income tax and that they were sick of things that were happening to them as they got closer to, you know, paying the tax, and shouldn't we just have a flat tax, and wasn't there a better option, and are you getting ripped off, and is this even constitutional? I've started to hear this among my own friends, you know, these kind of conversations in probably the last 3 or 4 years. The frustration level is beyond high, I think, in this country. And there are some, of course, who refuse to pay income taxes. And we know certainly some of the standoffs that are pretty well documented, at least from ATN, where that's happened in various places in New Hampshire, et cetera, saying, you know, forget it. I mean, this is unconstitutional. So there's the question. Is the government collecting income tax unconstitutionally? We got to check out this website, tax-freedom.com. The founder of that website, Tom Fried, joins us now. He's got a book out called The Simple Truth About Income Tax. Tom, there is nothing simple about income tax, but I want to know what the simple truth is. What do you think?
Oh, good evening, first of all. Okay, how are you? Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure to be on the show with you. And the truth about the income tax is that it is not the direct tax that people have been led to believe it is under the 16th Amendment. The Constitution absolutely prohibits the federal government from taxing the American people directly. And when the Supreme Court upheld the income tax legislation in 1916, they ruled that the 16th Amendment did not create any new power for the federal government to tax. So they're not allowed to tax income directly. And the reason why, and the reason why people believe that it's unconstitutional, is because income tax is the second plank of the Communist Manifesto. It's the mechanism by which the state takes control of the labor of the people to become the owner of the means of production. It's a direct and unlimited tax that never ends and that can never be paid off. It is exactly the type of direct taxation tyranny that the revolution was fought to be rid of forever.
You know, it's interesting, and so people know, and you have this, you have a little bit of history about this on your website.
Well, I have the entire history. Supreme Court case that addressed it and explaining exactly why they did uphold the tax as a constitutional tax.
Right, but wait. Let me stop you there. So everybody knows income tax was passed back in 1913, and as you say it's the most misunderstood piece of legislation in human history.
That's
because
correct.
There's so much confusion about this. Then why does everybody worry about paying their income tax? Because they don't want to have their wages garnished?
Well, the American government took advantage of the wave of willingness to sacrifice for the nation that occurred during World War II and right after the Depression. The American people pulled together like never before. They saved the planet. I mean, we defeated the Germans and the Japanese basically single-handedly. And that environment, the need to do that, the sacrifice that was necessary to make that happen, well, the American people are the most generous and hardworking people on the planet. Everyone put down everything and went to work to win that war. And when the war was over, the government took advantage of the American people's willingness to sacrifice and induced them to voluntarily sign up for the application of this tax through their employer and the fraudulent presentation of Social Security as an insurance system, a retirement pension, when in fact it was a voluntary tax that the Supreme Court ruled is not within the orbit of congressional power to implement, which is the problem today with the national health care program being attempted to be mandated by the federal government.
No, I
agree,
absolutely.
There is no constitutional authority for them to run a health care program, and the Supreme Court has explicitly stricken down any program attempting to implement any such power.
All right, so how in this fight for this, as your website is called, tax, like I said, -freedom.com, what are you suggesting people do? I mean, what is the movement to squash this?
Well, the solution to this is for people to get educated and to become informed about what really happened in 1916 and to understand that the Supreme Court upheld the tax as an indirect tax under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 1, which authorizes the federal government to tax imposts, duties, and excises, but never the people directly.
Mm-hmm.
The Founding Fathers understood that when the government shows up on your doorstep demanding money in the name of tax, there's no individual that can withstand the force and resources of the state. All you have to look at is Mikhail Khodorkovsky in Russia. Here's a guy who resurrected the oil Russian industry, and lo and behold, the next thing you know, he's in jail, and the government owns the whole entire oil industry.
Jeez, no kidding.
So
you know, it's
interesting. Can withstand the force of the state, and the Founding Fathers understood that.
Yeah,
why they set up the system of taxation where any direct taxes get apportioned to the state governments for payment. They're never paid by the American people. The government is prohibited from arriving on your doorstep and demanding money in the name of tax.
Yeah, let me stop you there. Here's another interesting thing, and you talk about this, I think, on your website, too, and I've had people on the show that have talked about this when they've gotten tangled with the IRS, with audited, sometimes, you know, where they had paid, overpaid, actually, and then they suddenly were gotten a hold of and audited, and ultimately, you know, what's happened there, apparently, and it's funny that you mentioned this specifically because we had a guest on that talked about the fact that they had no documents. They didn't have documents they needed, but you say they don't even have historical documents, that there's a huge gaps in documenting the history, and that records would help give this sort of insight into the history of taxation, but we don't have them because half of them are lost. You know, you mentioned that the aftermath of the Depression and World War II, but you can't even go back and find the documents that are scattered all over the place throughout the IRS, I guess.
Well, you know, the law is a very technical matter, but it can be researched, and the documents are there. The real problem is that the Supreme Court has abdicated its duty to strike down unconstitutional law. They took these cases in 1916. They ruled that the tax was constitutional because it's indirect, that the Constitution, they ruled that the Constitution still prohibits direct taxation of the American people. And then they let it go for 30 years, and when Roosevelt came in the 30s, he threatened to stack the Supreme Court as they began striking down New Deal legislation. They threatened to stack the United States Supreme Court, adding one new justice for every justice over age 70, thus swinging the balance of the court from conservative to liberal to support Roosevelt's programs. Rather than allow Roosevelt to corrupt the court in that manner, the conservatives there just stopped striking down his legislation. So the first Social Security law got stricken down, and the second Social Security law, which made the program voluntary, they allowed that to pass, even though they had just ruled that these matters obviously lie outside the orbit of congressional
right.
power and Railroad Retirement Board. I mean, it's really clear. The court says simply, the catalog of means and actions which might be imposed upon an employer in any business, tending to the satisfaction and comfort of his employees, seems endless. Provision for free medical assistance, nursing, clothing, food, housing, and education of children, and 100 other matters might, with equal propriety, be proposed as tending to relieve the employee of mental strain and worry.
Right,
can
right.
it fairly be said that the power of Congress to regulate interstate commerce extends to the prescription of any or all of these things? It is not apparent that they are really and essentially related solely to the social welfare of the worker, and therefore remote from any regulation of commerce as such. We think the answer is plain. These matters obviously lie outside the orbit of congressional power. So Congress has no authority to create an insurance program or a Social Security program or a national health care mandate. If you want a national health care program, what they need to do is lend money to potential doctors and nurses and let them repay the student loans through government services and in a U.S. health corps that operates to provide necessary health doctors and nurses and health services in the parts of the country where it's needed.
No, oh boy, no kidding.
The military academy demands 6 years of service from their graduates.
Exactly. We got to cut you off there, Tom. You're obviously very passionate. Thanks. Tax-freedom.com. You know, one of the things that we didn't even hit on is the whole Federal Reserve Bank, which, to me, that's where a lot of the problems lie. Federal Reserve Bank, of course, privately owned, locally controlled corporations. Yeah, we know. All right, we're just getting started. That's the warm-up act. Hang through.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. Alkazone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit alkazone.com. That's alkazone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call Alkazone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Iran testing their longest-range missiles on Monday and warning they can reach any place that threatens the country, and that includes Israel. Of course, Europe and U.S. military bases in the Middle East would be able to also be victims. The launch pretty much capped off 2 days of what they're calling war games and was condemned, obviously, by Western powers, because, of course, they're demanding Tehran come clean about this newly revealed nuclear facility that they've been secretly building. So the tests were on Sunday and again on Monday. There is such a big push now for this meeting this week between Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council and Germany. So what was the reaction from the White House? Robert Gibbs, White House spokesperson, had this to say earlier in the day.
I would lump any of these into the provocative nature with which Iran has acted on the world stage for a number of years. I would point out that the reason that missile defense decisions have been made in the past couple weeks to change from something that dealt virtually only with an ICBM threat and dealt more with medium to intermediate range missiles, I think was proven out in many of the pictures that you saw over the past few hours. The decision that Secretary Gates, General Cartwright, the Joint Chiefs, and approved unanimously and forwarded to the President, which the President then approved, is something that deals with the exact threat of medium and intermediate range missiles that you saw Iran testing just today. Well, look, I think first and foremost, the P5 plus one strongly supports the IAEA's call for immediate and unfettered access to COME. to the facility, to personnel, and to documents that are related to the construction of that facility. I think that's certainly what we would hope that Iran is willing to do, to engage in full transparency and to demonstrate for the world that it will give up its nuclear weapons program and ensure that whatever it does is in the peaceful pursuit of nuclear energy.
All right, raise your hands if you have a solution to what's happening with Iran. Or I guess you could dial these digits, 800-259-5791. Don't you think it's about time that we told these guys to shove it, basically? I mean, give me a break. They're like the bullies in the playground that constantly come after you, taunting. Ahmadinejad loves this stuff. Loves it. Comes in the UN, gets to thumb his nose at the US, make a bunch of comments, and then walk away, do a bunch of interviews, walk away from the United States, knowing full well what was going to happen with these nuclear tests. Iran, they say, is about, this would be experts, is about 1 to 5 years away from having nuclear weapons capability. U.S. intelligence also thinks that Iranian leaders have not yet made the decision to build a weapon. Okay. So Iran is supposedly developing ballistic missiles that could carry a nuclear warhead. But supposedly the efforts are on short and medium range missiles. So we had the Bush administration's plan, and their plan was for a missile shield in Europe, and that was, of course, aimed at defending against Iranian intercontinental ballistic missiles. But the reports of, let's say, the spy community or the intelligence community is that if they were going to have a missile ready, it really wouldn't be ready until maybe 2015, maybe 2015. So here's the bottom line. Stop talking about sanctions, get everybody else on board, and cripple these creeps. Just do it, but stop talking about it, or move on from there. I mean, give me a break. So now, again, strong condemnations from the U.S. and the allies of the United States. And, of course, Iran said Saturday it would allow U.N. nuclear inspectors to examine the sites. So what do you think that means? You can examine the site, but, oh, by the way, we're playing war games, and we set off this latest round of missiles. Missiles that could, yes, they could reach Europe and U.S. military bases in the Middle East. And, oh, did we make sure that we threw in Israel could definitely be touched by these missiles? You know that Benjamin Netanyahu is just, I mean, he's on fire about Iran anyway. But even more, he has to be upset by this. So this is the latest exercise, right, in this all this stuff. The Revolutionary Guard, by the way, controls Iran's missile program. So they successfully tested upgraded versions of the medium-range missiles. And it was all over state TV. They can carry warheads. And just so you know, the impact reach up to 1,200 miles. That puts Israel and U.S. military bases right there in the thick of it. Right in the middle of it. 800-259-5791. Talk is cheap. Time for some action. Sam is in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
Hello. Israel, right in the sights of Ahmadinejad and Iran, but yet we can still go and look at this secret facility, but, we're testing these missiles, and it's been very successful. Thank you.
You know, I mean, like you said, talk is cheap. Let's see, pardon my language, if the United States and the rest of the allies have the balls, or as my people would say, the chutzpah, to do it. I mean, okay, sanctions, let's go. Come on, do something.
That's what I say. Do the sanctions. Nothing to lose. I mean, this is more than provocative. Obviously, they were pre-planned military exercises. Ahmadinejad knew about it when he was speaking at the UN, so give me a break here. And now they're going to have this meeting Thursday in Geneva between Iran and six major powers trying to stop the suspected nuclear weapons program, and that includes the U.S.
A lot that's going to do.
Exactly.
I mean, I mean, you know what you might do? Instead of sending, you know, like six countries, why don't you send, I know, I hate to bring that sport in, six NHL general managers and tell them, okay, let's trade here, you know? I mean, it's going to be a complete waste because knowing Ahmadinejad, or as other people have called him, I don't want to repeat it because you're a nice person. You know, he's just going, like you said, thumb his nose at the Americans or show other body parts. And, he's going to say, I dare you to do it. I dare you to stop me.
I agree. That's exactly it. He's playing. He's got the cards. He loves this stuff. Are you kidding? It's just like right after the election where you had the Power of the People movement and they were in the streets and everything that happened with the Iranian elections. And it made big headlines and there was show of force and all that other sort of stuff. But it didn't amount to a hill of beans. He still has the control.
You know what I'd like to see? I haven't spoken to Steve since last week. But what I'm thinking Israel would want to do, and if I was BB, because that's his nickname, if I was BB, I would send over, some, you know, F-14s, bomb the suspected sites, and see how Ahmadinejad would react. He would probably yell, "Oh no, we're using the warheads for peaceful purposes," which is a load of manure.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see him do it. I would like to see BB send over, like, you know, an Israeli Air Force, which I think is one of the best trained air forces, next to yours, of course, in the world. I'd like to see him go over, like I said, bomb it, and see if Ahmadinejad is really serious, really serious about saying, "Oh, we're using it for, you know, people's peaceful purposes," or if he's using them for, you know, to start, shall we say,
weapons.
Yeah, World War III.
Yeah.
One quick story, and then I got to let you go. My first trip to Israel, I can't believe how many years ago it was. I went to a youth seminar, and someone gave a lecture about the history of the wars in the Middle East. And I remember asking the question, if World War III was to ever start, would it start in the Middle East? The person said yes. And it would, at the time, this was going back like in the early 80s, it would have been Muammar Gaddafi. But now, I think it could be Ahmadinejad if World War III was to ever start.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Isn't that the truth?
And you know what? If Ahmadinejad is looking for a fight, I think if he pushes the wrong buttons, he's going to get that fight. And he's, like you said, he's going to be the bully. But there's going to be another bully who's going to be bigger and tougher, who's going to kick his butt from here to next week and say, "Ha, we're tougher. What's your next move, mister?"
Yeah, exactly. So does he pull back? Do the inspectors get to go to the so-called secret site? And where is the secret site? There's a lot of questions, but no answers, as usual, out of Iran.
No.
Sam, thanks.
Take care.
800-259-5791. So, of course, you know, what do you do when sanctions comes up? What does that mean, new sanctions against Iran? Well, target the energy, the financial, the telecom sectors if they don't comply with the demands to pretty much come clean about their nuclear program. That's the idea. So you expand the penalties against Iranian companies. You press for bigger international sanctions against foreign firms, largely European, that do business in the country unless Iran can prove that its nuke activities aren't in any way, shape, or form aimed at developing an atomic weapon. So some of the specific ideas that are being considered are asset freezes, travel bans against Iranian and foreign businesses and individuals who do business in those areas. That's huge, obviously. Most of the sanctions would focus on investment in the energy infrastructure and development, because the sanctions have dealt mainly with companies and people suspected of buying or selling weapons of mass destruction or their components. Now you're talking about really doing something with some serious teeth in it. Sarah Palin has a title for a new book that's coming out in a couple of months. We got that story coming up around the bend.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit PureWaterFreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit PureWaterFreedom.com. PureWaterFreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
America Tonight, we have a dungeon moment for you. By the way, check out AmericaTonight.net, the website. I'm starting to put up some more of the blunder of the days and plus blogging, including on what's going on in Iran. Don't you think it's time to end the crap and the rhetoric and just full force go forward, slam them where it counts, start to cripple Iran economically, and let's see how fast Ahmadinejad responds to all of this and his government. And I think they will. What do you think? Thumbs up, thumbs down. 800-259-5791. Before we get to the dungeon, Sarah Palin, I mean, it's just amazing her popularity. Whether people think she's ridiculous or they completely like Sarah Palin or they're undecided, don't care, doesn't matter. She has buzz. She has the buzz factor, definitely. There's no question about it. So the former Alaska governor and Republican vice presidential candidate has just wrapped up her memoir 4 months after the book deal was announced. So they're going to move up the release date. The release date's been moved up from the spring, because that's when they were going to release the book, to November, which probably there was a push for this. Christmas is always huge for books, right? And, of course, she's been out of the limelight now a little bit. You know, she had the thing with David Letterman. She stepped away as governor of Alaska. So it makes sense to have the book come out sooner rather than later. Do you have any guesses as to what this book is going to be called? You're going to love this. Just think of a title in your mind. All right, here's the title. Going Rogue, An American Life. Now, remember, Tina Fey used that expression all the time, I'm going to go rogue now, when she imitated her in Saturday Night Live. So here's the scoop with this book, if you wanted to do comparisons. Senator Ted Kennedy's book, True Compass, right, which was published soon after his death, had a 1.5 million first printing. Harper is doing the Sarah Palin book, and they have a huge first printing already. I mean, they're saying 1.5. And it's not going to be, because now there's this thing about, okay, we release it as a hard book, and then we're going to have this ebook thing. That's the new deal, because so many people are interested in ebooks. It's a way to capitalize. But they made it quite clear they're not going to release it as an ebook until December 26th. They want to maximize, of course, like I said, they want to maximize the hardcover sales over the holidays. Yeah. So here's the question. One, do you think Sarah Palin's book will outsell the Kennedy memoir and be well beyond the 1.5 million first printing? And two, would you be interested in this book? Would you be interested in reading about what Sarah Palin has to say? Now, here's the deal. I would be interested if she would give you the true skinny on what was really happening behind the scenes. Because let's face it, you know, she was criticized pretty harshly for being inexperienced. But hello, they plucked her out of obscurity. She was inexperienced on the national stage, right? There's no question, like I said, she's a favorite, especially with conservatives, obviously. She's a rumored contender for 2012. In the polls, when they throw them out there, she always gets some numbers. Now, Huckabee, the former Arkansas governor, is getting more numbers than anyone right now, but she still is drawing interest. I mean, her interest is so high, I just read, that a fan recently paid over $63,000 just to have dinner with her. It was an internet auction deal charity that helps wounded veterans, and she agreed to do it. She's being asked to speak all over the place. So what happened was, once she stepped aside as the governor of Alaska, she just was round the clock working with these editors and pumped this book out. So now, like I said, they're going to release it in November. It hits the bookstores then right before that, you know, whole holiday rush. So would you be curious to read this? And do you think this book will sell? Tell you what, I think this book will sell. I think this book will sell more than that first printing, because there's enough people that are interested in Palin for whatever reason. Like I said, the good, the bad, like or whatever. I think it'll sell. At least over that first printing, anyway. That's my prediction. I'm gonna mark this down right now, and we'll see if I come even close. What do you think, Matt? Do you think that more than 1.5 million would be interested in reading and continuing the 15 minutes of fame for Sarah Palin?
I think she's got enough following with the conservative group and the right wing that she'll definitely sell some books.
I think so too. And then here's what if you're a publicist, here's what you do. Because she's being asked to speak in these places, hello, you bring the books with you and you sell them.
You have a nice little book signing to go along.
Exactly. You have a book signing. Have them all over the place.
The meet and greet and all that.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's what they'll do. We'll start to see this. You wait and see. We'll start to see that she's all over the place doing the book signings, which is what they try to do with anyone. I mean, even a Tory Spelling or whoever. If there's something salacious or controversial or whatever, I mean, certainly they try to get them into New York and Los Angeles and all over the place. I mean, even the Midwest and the Southeast, everywhere that they can, you know, they'll agree to go and sign it. All right, we have our dungeon moment, and some of you, I think, can relate to this. This is on a personal note. Okay, it's been a couple weeks of what I think some of you go through in your daily lives, massive frustration for me. And one of them is that somebody got a hold of my ATM card. They didn't steal it from me, but they got a hold of the ATM card somehow, and they charged up Luckily, I caught it right away, but they charged up a huge phone bill on Verizon, okay? So immediately I caught it, called my bank, the Bank of Mexico, I mean Bank of America, and they immediately told me, well, there's a number on it, so call Verizon, and maybe they can sort it out. So stupidly, maybe not stupidly, I mean, they convinced me to do it, I called Verizon, and, I mean, I'm telling you, I know that you've all been through this. I was transferred, and I'm pleasant, because it's not the person's fault on the phone, right? But I practically read War and Peace by the time they had transferred me out throughout the entire Verizon system. And every single time they would send me to the wrong place or whatever, what's your phone number? I don't have an account with you. I have no phone number. What's your problem? Somebody paid their Verizon bill using my ATM card, and guess what? We're not paying it. Oh, okay. Well, let me see if we can find that. So here's the upshot. In the end, after, no kidding, hours of haggling with Verizon about, okay, so you're straightening this out, right? They ask for the address and say, oh, well, we'll send you a check. But instead of sending me a check, they sent me a bill. My name is butchered, spelled incredibly wrong, and they have a phone number on it. Says that I have a BlackBerry, which I don't have. I have no connection to Verizon whatsoever. They also tell me that I have a nationwide basic plan and unlimited monthly off-peak plan. That's nice, because I do not and never have had a number with them. So for that reason, for the headaches, for all of you that have gone through this, with whether it's the phone company, the cable company where you're waiting all day long and they don't show up, or some other stupid organization where you're tossed around and nobody seems to care. And it's not the people's fault so much on the phone. It's the red tape that they're mired in.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Verizon found out about me, and they wouldn't let me put him in the dungeon. Oh, all right. Well, I'll tell you what. If we don't get the dungeon to work this hour, I guarantee you we're going to get the dungeon to work next hour. Oh, my, oh, my. Because it's beyond infuriating to me what has happened with this, with the ATM thing. Now, all of you know that what you do is you just cut it off. And, of course, I did that, and it was handled. But it was mishandled, unfortunately, and especially when it came to whoever got away with paying their bill that way. I have no idea how they did it, but I can relate. Hey, you can send me an email day or night, americatonight.net.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?